WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
We'll be right back. was a real strange dude. When he got out of the joint, he didn't make new friends. Figured, what's the point? We'll be right back.
things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
I'm
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:26 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM. Also streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We're coming to you from Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts, and this is Freeform Radio. Today, we're talking sports here from now until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's get right into it. Yesterday in college football, Ohio State 52, Northwestern 3. Oklahoma 52, West Virginia 14. Upset. Illinois, unranked, defeated Wisconsin, ranked number 6, 24-23. Iowa 26, Purdue 20. Florida 38. South Carolina 27. Auburn 51, Arkansas 10. Clemson 45, Louisville 10. LSU 36, Mississippi State 13. SMU 45, Temple 21. Cincinnati 24, Tulsa 13. Appalachian State 53, Louisiana Monroe 53-7. Baylor 45, Oklahoma State 27. Upset. Vanderbilt unranked, defeated Missouri, ranked number 22, 21-14. I know Georgia defeated Kentucky, but what the score was, I have no clue. Sorry about that. Utah 21, Arizona State 3, Texas 50, Kansas 48, Penn State 28, Michigan 21, Alabama 35, Tennessee 18, and another upset, BYU, who was unranked, defeated Boise State, ranked number 14, 28-25. So, there you go. Alabama, I believe, is still ranked number 1. LSU is in there also. So, we'll see what happens. 4:29 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go right into the National Hockey League yesterday. Pittsburgh 4 and Dallas 2. Washington 5 and New York 2. Colorado 5 and Florida 4. Chicago 3, Columbus 2. Edmonton 2, Detroit 1. Anaheim 4 and Carolina 2. The Bruins didn't play, but they are in second place, 3 points behind Buffalo. 4:30 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Tom and host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. Just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. From the App Store. Okay, big doings going on here at WMFO. Next Saturday, October 26th, Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, 91.5fm.org presents Live Music Day, broadcasting live from Studio A and Studio D. 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, Songwriter's Circle with Samantha Farrell, Cody Dobbins, and Frank Rowe. From 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, Songwriter's Circle with Vicky Porter, Gary Modello, and Janae Holstead. Excuse me. 10 o'clock to 10:40, Sweet Wednesday. 10:40 to 11:20, Randy Black. 8:20, 11:20 to 12 o'clock, If We Go At All. 12 o'clock to 12:40, Larry Newman. 12:40 to 1:20, State of the Union. 1:20 to 2 o'clock, Sarah Levesque. 2 o'clock to 2:40, Bird Mancini. From 2:40 to 3:20, Carissa Johnson. 3:20 to 4 o'clock, Adam Sherman. 4 o'clock to 4:40, Kobe Dobbins. And 4:40 to 5:20, Brad Bad Marriage. 5:20 to 6 o'clock, the Cast Irons, CW Maverick. Saturday, October 26th, all these live bands coming up, subject to change at a moment's notice. You don't want to do that. But anyway, that's what's scheduled. And, sometimes people can't get here, people can't park, so they get here in time. All kinds of stuff goes on around the studio. 4:33 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is a Sunday, October the 20th, 2019 edition of Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's keep it rolling since I got in here late. Let's keep the ball rolling. Let's go to the Boston Celtics. Boston Celtics have made their final cuts. And let's see. We have on the Celtics, Theis, Taco Fall, and Robert Williams III are probably going to be our centers. At power forward, we have Jason Tatum, Semi Ojeleye, Grant Williams, and Enes Kanter. A small forward, Gordon Hayward, Javonte Green. Javonte Green made the team. I won't say out of nowhere, but he didn't have a contract. He was having an excellent preseason, and he's gonna be on the ball club as they made some other cuts. Kemba Walker is gonna be the point guard. Going to be one of the point guards. Brad Wanamaker also. Marcus Smart and Romeo Langford. Haven't seen Romeo play. Romeo, I think, has played 3 minutes in the preseason. And he played all last year in college with an injury to his right hand. And someone said that if he wasn't injured, hadn't been injured, he probably would have been a top 10 player. So the Celtics may have snuck in and grabbed a really good player. But we're going to see where they're going to play all these people. At shooting guard, we have Jaylen Brown, Carson Edwards. Carson Edwards is probably one of the smallest people in the NBA. They say he's 6 feet, but he's probably about 5'8". And in their last exhibition game against Cleveland, he got 30, count them, 30 points. No assists, however. 3 rebounds. He went 9 for 10 9 for 10 from the three-throw line, beyond the three-throw line. And Brad Stevens said he's never seen any shooting like that. Okie dokie. I believe they cut Waters, even though he got 24 points in the last Celtics game. Let me count. Seiss, Fall, Williams, Tatum, Ogilvy, Grant Williams, Enes Kanter, Gordon Hayward, Javonte Green, Kemba Walker, Brad Wanamaker, Marcus Smart, Romeo Langford, Jaylen Brown, and Carson Edwards. Is that 15? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So they cut Waters, Bryce Brown, Kaiser Gates, Yanti Maten, Jonathan Gibson, Vincent Poirier, Max Strauss. Now, they had to eat Strauss's contract unless he gets picked up by somebody else. But Strauss, I am told, had a very good preseason as well. He's a shooting guard. Poirier? I don't know what they did with Poirier. He has a contract also. I'm assuming maybe this contract allows him to go to the main Red Claws. Maybe that's what's going to happen to Waters as well. But anyway, Celtics had a bunch of, well, so far in the summer league and in the exhibition season, which has ended, very talented young people. Now, what they can't do, you can't manufacture, you can't manufacture experience. So how well this team does, I think it's going to be based upon how well they play defense. If they can come up with some good defensive work from the beginning of the season until the season goes on, that we have a good shot of being a very, 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 very tough club coming out of the East. And we're going to find out how tough we are because one of the teams that we assume is going to be right up there with us is the Philadelphia 76ers, and we play them our first game of the year at Philly. That's on October the 23rd. Was that Tuesday? So we'll get a glimpse right off the bat of how good the Celtics team is going to be, could be, or can be, will develop into as the season gets started. Okay, it's 4:39 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here on another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. I'd love to get you involved in a sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back. Okay, 4:44 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Jason Tatum signed a big contract with the Celtics, taking him out of his rookie contract. It wasn't a max contract. And the Celtics offered the same type contract to Jaylen Brown, who turned it down. Jaylen would rather go free agent next when his rookie contract runs out at the end of this season. That's a gamble, but he's saving money because he doesn't have a he doesn't have an agent, and neither does Grant Williams without an agent. So you save a little money there, I guess, and so we'll see how that works out. But to go beyond what the Celtics offered, Jaylen Brown's going to have a fantastic year numbers-wise. For example, Kemba Walker has a $32 million contract. I guess that's the neighborhood. Free agency will be in next year. And so if you're counting scoring, only on scoring only, Jaylen Brown has got to have a fantastic year. I think he only scored 14 points a game only, which is good. Can he get up 18 more points a game? Or can he get beyond 14 points a game with all these shooters on the ball club? It's going to be interesting to see what takes place. But he figures he can do it. He's his own agent. And so therefore, we'll see how that goes. Grant Williams says the same thing, that why pay an agent when my mom and dad sent me to school and learned how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide? And I can tell what people are in the same range as I am as far as years are concerned, points being scored, and what they're getting is to what I'm getting. And that's what I'll be looking for when my contract runs out. Smart man. Okay, 4:47 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Football! National Football League. And if you're a regular listener to the program, you know that I am in a hotly contested contest with my son Scott, our good friend Kenny Butler, and David Hines, and who else? Bill Tidwell. So I have jumped off to a great start from the beginning of the season, and they're all trying to desperately to catch up to me. I've fallen back a little bit. Trying to find all my stuff. Why do I have so much trouble finding my NFL stuff? I don't know. I have to get a separate folder, I guess, just for my NFL stuff. Because I do it long about, Tuesday or Wednesday, certainly before the Thursday night game. And then when Sunday comes around, it's like, where did I put that stuff? But anyway, I am still in first place. But that Kenny, he's been on fire. Yeah, I went nine and five last week. That's usually good enough to hold on and maybe even gain a little bit on the rest of the guys. Kenny went 11-3. What is wrong with him? So he gained a couple of games on me. Yeah, I know I got my stuff right here somewhere. But anyway, I don't want to do it off the top of my head. That's not usually where things work out the best. Things usually work out the best when I have the numbers right in front of me. Ta-da! Okay, here we go. Yeah. At the end of last week, I was 58 and 33. Kenny leaped into second place, 55 and 36. Scott's in third place, 52 and 39. David is in fourth place, 47 and 44. And Bill, still in the bottom, at 46 and 45. And so, therefore, it's not as comfy a lead as I would like, but I have something going for me that only Scott and Kenny have an advantage on me. We have something called a lone wolf. If you have a lone wolf pick, you're the only person that week to pick that team. And so far with my lone wolf picks, I have two. Scott has three. Kenny has five. Dave has one. And Bill doesn't have any. I think he has a lone wolf pick this week coming up. So, anyway, Dave picked the Bills over the Pats in week four. The Pats won, but the pick still qualifies as one against the Pats. Had the Bills won, I believe that would qualify as two picks against the Pats in one game. One pick against the Pats and one lone wolf win. Kenny has three lone wolf wins in week number four and can pick the Pats through the end of the season, which he was going to do anyway. Scott has three lone wolf wins by week six, a record, no doubt, and can pick the Pats through the end of the season. Great Grandpa Tate and Dave had two lone wolf wins, picks against the Pats. And Bill has no lone wolf wins and no picks against the Pats, which is unusual for him. So anyway, let's go and see what's being picked this week. I think I have it right here. No, I don't have it right here. Come on. Donnelly, get your act together. Get your actions together. What is wrong with you? Hey, I'm getting old. What else can I say? I have no other excuses. Let's bring out some background music. Maybe I can find it then. 4:55 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is a Sunday, October 20th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. And I finally found my NFL picks for this week. I had the Chiefs over the Broncos. They need to bounce back pretty soon, or playoff hopes are down the drain. They did beat the Broncos, and they beat them handily, but they lost Mahomes with a bad knee injury. He also had an ankle injury going into that game. And the last I heard, 3 to 4 weeks. That could be very damaging, although we have Matt Moore coming off the bench. Moore has a lot of experience. I don't know how well he's going to be able to replace Patrick Mahomes. Anyway, I had the Chiefs over the Broncos. That was a win for me. I got the Rams over the Falcons, still trying to recover from their Super Bowl loss. I got the Bills over the Dolphins. They still have to prove themselves to me, and the Finns aren't much of a test. I got the Jaguars over the Bengals. No reason for me to ever pick the Bengals this season. I got the Vikings over the Lions, but not by much. I got the Packers over the Raiders. What are these players named Brown doing to our good name? Seems like they can't control themselves off the field for whatever reason. Brown, who played had an excellent year here with the Patriots last year, protecting Brady's blind side. But he moved on, big money out there in Oakland. And now he's in some domestic problems. I don't know what's wrong with these people. I got the Colts over the Texans. Brissett has a better offensive line than the Texans. And so, therefore, I'm taking Brissett in that one. I got the Giants over the Cardinals. Some key New York players are supposed to be coming back. I got the 49ers over Washington as Jimmy G keeps rolling right along. I got the Chargers over the Titans. Patriots freshmen are starting to struggle. And I understand they are changing QBs. I got the Saints over the Bears. This is a big test. But the Saints seem to be improving every week. Drew who? I got the Seahawks over the Ravens, taking the home team, but not by much. I got the Cowboys over the Eagles, taking the home team, but not by much. Oops, did I say that already? Anyway, the Cowboys and Eagles are both struggling. I'm going to go with the home team in that one. And on Monday night, I got the Patriots over the Jets. I'm taking the visitors by a whole bunch. Dorsett and Watson will make the GOAT look like his old self. And Bill's picks are the Broncos. He went down on that one. Rams, Bills, Jags, Vikings, Packers, Colts, Giants, 49ers, Titans, Bears, Seahawks, Cowboys, and Jets. He's going to get the Celtics. What is wrong with you, Bill? Okay, time to pack the bag. Time to move out. From a Brown Perspective on Sports, invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. This is part two of an ongoing series entitled You Keep On Blessing Me. That you is God Almighty. So in that first program went over so well, we knew there had to be a second, and there's probably going to be a third as well as we go through the library and pull out songs filled with explanations about the blessings of Almighty God. So you stay tuned. Great Sounds of Praise program coming your way.